This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Palestinian health authorities say that an Israeli airstrike hit a school turned shelter in central Gaza City, killing at least 80 people. The Israeli military acknowledged the strike on the Tabin school, claiming it hit a Hamas command center within the school. Hamas has denied using it as a command center. According to the United Nations, 477 out of 564 schools in Gaza had been directly hit or damaged in the war as of July 6th. British authorities preparing for the possibility of further unrest from far-right activists over the weekend. AP correspondent Nguyen Kim.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer sounded the note of caution.
We have to stay on high alert going into this weekend because we absolutely have to make sure that our communities are safe and secure and feel safe and secure.
Police across the UK are bracing for widespread disorder after far-right activists circulated a list of more than 100 sites they plan to target. A national critical incident has been declared, with 6,000 specially trained police on standby. Nearly 500 people have been arrested so far after anti-immigrant violence was fueled by misinformation about the identity of the suspect in a knife attack that killed three girls in Southport last week. Nguyen Kim, London.
Video posted on social media Friday, verified by Reuters, showed a convoy of burnt-out Russian military trucks along a highway in the Kursk region. Zachary Goldman from Reuters.
Ukrainian forces burst across the border on Tuesday in a shock counteroffensive after months of gradual Russian advances in eastern Ukraine. The operation, while limited in scope, has managed to bring the war to a number of Russian towns and cities. In response to the incursion, Russia on Friday declared a state of emergency in the Kursk region.
That is Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A passenger plane crashed into a gated residential community in Brazil's Sao Paulo state Friday, killing at least 61 people aboard and leaving a smoldering wreck. Officials did not say if anyone was killed on the ground in the neighborhood where the plane landed in the city, about 80 kilometers northwest of the metropolis of Sao Paulo, but witnesses at the scene said there were no victims among local residents. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk was shocked and appalled by comments by Israel's finance minister suggesting it might be justified to starve the population of Gaza to free hostages, according to his spokesperson Jeremy Lawrence during a news conference in Geneva.
Such statements, especially by public officials, must cease immediately. They must be investigated and, if found to amount to a crime, must be prosecuted and punished.
Turk's spokesman told reporters that the starvation of civilians as a method of warfare is a war crime. Since the war in Gaza broke out, the humanitarian situation in the besieged Palestinian territory remains dire. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris drew on her prosecutorial background to make her first expansive pitch on immigration to border state voters as she and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, attracted thousands to a campaign rally in Arizona during their tour of battleground states. Harris, the former attorney general of the state of California, reminded the crowd that she has law enforcement official targeted transnational gangs, drug cartels, and smugglers. Michael Brown's death 10 years ago in the U.S. sparked change in Ferguson and beyond. AP correspondent Mike Hempen explains.
His death triggered massive changes in Ferguson. 10 years ago, every city leader was white in the majority black city. Today, the mayor, police chief, city attorney, and other leaders are black. But problems remain. The current and former mayor acknowledged that race still divides the community of 18,000 people. Brown's father, Michael Brown Sr., told the crowd gathered for the memorial march that he'll always work for change.
I'm going to keep rolling till my casket drop. You know your daddy got your back. I ain't never stopped in the streets. I ain't going to never stop with the system.
The elder Brown runs the Michael Brown Sr. Chosen for Change organization, a foundation that helps families deal with tragedy in their lives. It's a legacy he feels obligated to pass on under the name he shares with his son. I'm Mike Hempen.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he will not seek outside help to recover from floods at devastated areas near the country's border with China. Kim Jong-un ordered officials to bring thousands of displaced residents to the capital to provide them better care. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.